everybody. It's Mike Burkholder with Contra Costa News, a podcast for the people and businesses of Contra Costa County. I am super happy because the weather has turned. We are warm, which means U-pick season and very mulberry time has arrived. I have Julie Kraft here. She is the Chief Revenue Officer of Very Mulberry. How are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. Thanks.
Yes.
Great to be here.
It is very exciting because when I saw your title, Chief Revenue, I'm like, that's kind of cool. That's like more startup than farm. Like, yes. How did that come about?
So I've been in the tech industry with startups for the past, 30 years. And so it's just a title to bring that this is not just a farm, but we are a business as well. So we're doing some really exciting growth expansion opportunities this year that I can't wait to share with you.
What's with the tech people coming into farming? I think that's kind of an awesome combo.
Well, everything's evolving, right? And so the industries are merging, collaborating. Innovation is you know, the farming industry has to keep up. And so we are bringing innovation through R&D and other channels into the farming world, and it's pretty exciting.
Yes. And so what I'm excited about is, depending on weather, the U-pick season begins May 1st, correct?
Correct. We are excited. Our season is short, so we really want to get the word out that our U-pick, we are the largest mulberry U-pick in America.
Yes.
And we're located in Brentwood, and we are open from starting May 1st through the end of June. So it's a very short season for people to come out and visit us. And we're open for U-pick Sunday through Wednesday through Sunday from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. So we're hoping people come out and find us at Very Mulberry Farm in Brentwood.
Yeah, and what was interesting to me is, like, I saw on your guys' website that because of the demand now, reservations? That's crazy, because I didn't even know what the hell a mulberry was last year, and it just kind of took off, and now you need reservations. That's crazy.
Yes, we are excited. Again, we're bringing tech into the farm world, but due to demand, we just want to try to make sure we create the best experience for all of the Bay Area community. And we felt like reservations was a great way to do that because the demand was so overwhelming. Last year on Saturday or Sunday, we had over 5,000 people show up. And so we need to be able to manage the flow and try to create the best experience possible. So that's why we've initiated a reservation system for Saturdays and Sundays. And people can find the reservations at verymulberry.com. And we're hoping to open the reservation system this week as soon as we are confirmed that we're on track for May 1st launch.
You know what sucks, though, is that, like, every Saturday and Sunday we've had rain. Like, what is up with that?
Yes.
Like, it's just like every Saturday, Friday, Saturday, rain.
Yes, mulberries like the heat.
Yes.
And so last week was cold. This week there's potential for rain. So that's why we have not opened the reservation system. We just want to wait a couple more days to confirm that we're set for May 1st to open. But we're on track. So we're optimistic and we're hopeful, and we will launch the reservation system on our website, verymulberry.com, very, very soon. But yes, we're hoping that the heat stays on and the mulberries will be ripe and ready.
And I'm going to cheat because I'm going to go on a Wednesday when everyone's working.
Yes, I will see you there. Awesome, awesome.
You guys, you know, before we get into the other stuff, you guys have some pretty big news, which isn't really known yet, but you guys are now going retail. So on top of the U-pick, I want you to just blast out that news.
Yeah, that's awesome. Thank you. I'm so happy to be here because we do need to get the word out. Last year, we had over 100,000 pounds of mulberries. It was our first season. And we're now doing potentially 250,000 up to 300,000 pounds. So we have this significant growth in our yield, and we need to find distribution channels for that. And so this year, we are excited to say, you heard it here first, that we are going into major retailers. We will be available. You will be able to find Very Mulberry in Costco. 19 Costco locations around the Bay Area. You will find us in Sprouts, all of the Sprouts locations in the Bay Area. I believe there's over 40 of them, and as well as Raley's. And then other shops as well. So go to our website, verymulberry.com, and you can find, click on shop, and you can find all the different places where you can go buy your mulberries if you're not able to come out and join us at the U-Pick experience, or if you can't find us at one of the farmers markets around the Bay Area.
Which farmers market?
We are doing 11 farmers markets this year. You can go to our website, verymulberry.com, and click on farmers markets and see the 11. But our new ones this year, we're going to be in Palo Alto.
Okay.
Oh, that one will be a treat. If you're in Palo Alto, you do not want to miss that experience. Go find Very Mulberry.
Because, why is that?
Because we have some celebrities, mini celebrities, micro influencers working our booth in the Palo Alto location. Stanford is right there, and we have the mulberries are packed with protein. We haven't even talked about all the benefits.
Oh, we'll get there. We'll get there.
But they are packed with protein, so we are actually in with a lot of the athletes because of the protein. And so working our booth at the Palo Alto location this year will be Stanford wrestlers.
Wrestlers, huh?
Wrestlers. And they're out there in protein ninja gear ready to serve you mulberries.
Man, that's cool. That is really neat. See, I was just thinking you'd have like a mulberry mascot beat the crap out of an apple mascot. You know, why not?
That could be happening.
Just get the wrestlers.
We're giving them ideas. It could be possible.
Yeah. So how did you get involved with the mulberries? Because, you know, you go from tech and I know you have a relationship with Anil. Like, how did that whole thing come about?
Yeah. So, The story goes that when I was younger, out of college, Anil and I met over 30 years ago. We both started working at AT&T as young college grads at the same time. And so we just became really close friends. Anil stayed for a while and then moved on to start his first startup. I moved on to different tech startups. And we've just remained really close friends. We've worked together, consulted together throughout the 30 years. But last season, Anil called me in the middle of the season, and he said, what are you doing for the next couple of weeks? Can you come out? And so I was living in Florida at the time. I flew out for a couple of weeks, and I helped, you know, bring the mulberries to the community through not only through U-Pick and farmers markets, but also reaching out to Costco and so forth. So Anil said, you got to try this. I came out. The mulberries are amazing. So it was just an opportunity, right place, right time to, you know, partner up with Anil again. And it's been quite the journey.
I tell you what, the first time you see a mulberry, it's like it's a trip because you're like, I'm not eating that. And then you eat it because it looks like a little nasty little like, I don't even know what you would look, what it looked like, a worm or something almost.
Oh, my.
And then you eat it and it's like, oh, I can do this. This is awesome.
So sweet.
It is so good. Don't eat too many of them, but eat enough where it just satisfies you and you're good for the day. It's so much energy and protein. And,
that's right.
And the nutrition is nuts. Is this the most fun you've had career-wise, or is it like, because being the tech and the nerdy world with computers and technology, I mean, now you're farming, like, is this kind of what you maybe thought you'd be doing someday? Did you ever think you'd be out on a farm?
Well, I would, you know, I'm originally from Illinois, and so I did grow up in the farming community, the cornfields of Illinois. So I do have that history in terms of being around that. I have cousins that are farmers, et cetera, in Illinois. So, you know, I'm comfortable with the farming world, but no, I was in tech and business. No, I never thought this would be how I would be, you know, later in life as a career choice. And during COVID, I went back to school while I was working, and I completed my doctorate. So no, I just completed my doctorate. I did not think I'd be back in the farmland, and I am absolutely having a blast.
Yeah. What did you think when you met and kind of learned the region with Harvest Time in Brentwood? I mean, was that kind of a trip?
They are amazing. Obviously, I met them last year when I was here. But it was a couple of weeks ago, they had their annual event, and I was able to participate in that. The people are amazing. All the farmers and the community here in Brentwood are amazing. Everybody's so willing to share. You know, can we have some of your mulberries? We'll help sell them at our farm stand. Everybody's willing to share best practices. And it's really an amazing, I already have great friends here, so I'm not going anywhere. This is really fun.
It kind of beats all the patents and the trade secrets, huh?
It's so fun, right? You're like, what? You're going to share that? What? You're going to collaborate with me? We can have a dinner together. And, you know, so it's really a community, and we're really happy to be a part of it.
Yeah, I love it because it's community over competition, and everybody wins, and and in the tech industry, it's so cutthroat. Like, we want to be first to the market. We want to get all the market share. We're going to buy your company out. And here you have him leasing, I think, 6 or 10 acres just to have 90 full acres of mulberries. Yes. Like, it's just cool.
Yes, we're doing a lot of different arrangements and partnerships with different farms in the community. And we're super excited because everybody's very willing to, again, be partners in this and be a community. And we're the Brentwood is the U-Pick capital of the world, or of America at least. So we're happy to be a part of that.
Well, what I like is that, you know, Brentwood's known for, obviously, for its corn and the cherries, right? And then you have obviously the peaches, the pumpkins, all the other wonderful fruit that's spread out. Now you got strawberry U-Picks. But now you add mulberries into the mix. It's just kind of like, and then you have wine also. So it's kind of like a well-rounded community. It's just nice.
Yes, it's really, really fun. And we've been out, we did for Earth Day last week. We were doing events around the community, allowing people to sample the mulberry. And we also have mulberry jam, so we were allowing them to sample it. And people were like, yeah, I don't know what a mulberry is, but this is amazing.
Yeah. So what's the vision going forward? Because I know he just recently bought the land. I think it was 2018.
Yes, correct.
And you buy this land, you got a few trees in your backyard that you bring over into Brentwood, and you start this monster. Like, what's the vision? Because this has gotten really big, really quick.
Well, yes, Anil, anybody that knows him knows that he is a visionary. And so he has a grand vision of introducing mulberries not only to the Bay Area, but beyond. And so the vision is to continue to grow and introduce as many people as possible to this amazing superfood.
And so right now it's Himalayan mulberries?
Correct.
And I didn't realize there was like hundreds of versions of mulberries.
Yes.
Is there plans to like expand into different kinds, or is he just kind of stick with this and run with it?
Yeah, so Anil did, you know, he grew up eating this variety, the Himalayan purple mulberries, and there's also Himalayan white mulberries that we grow. And he has done a lot of taste testing and believes that this is the best taste. It's so sweet, and it's also the best from a nutritional standpoint. So for those reasons, this is primarily the mulberry that we are going to continue to cultivate. We're experimenting all the time, R&D, with other fruits, other combinations, rootstocks, et cetera. But this is a winner.
So I would think like energy drinks or protein drinks, like, is that coming at all?
Well,
not to like let it out of the bag or anything.
Well,
I was just thinking about that.
I can't disclose all our secrets, but we are working on derivative products. We do have our jam. We are working with an amazing jammer in San Francisco. So we have mulberry jam and spicy mulberry jam that will be available this season. It will be available at U-Pick, at our farmers markets, and hopefully soon in retail. And then we are working on some other creations of derivative products, which could potentially be a mulberry mixer. So that is under development as well, and we hope to have that out later this year.
Darn, I wanted to know if it was true or not. now, being from tech, like, well, let me go there first. What's been the biggest change from year one to two, other than obviously the retail?
Yeah, so from the biggest change is really just managing the growth, going, you know, double to three, you know, 3x our yield. We really are growing as a company, which means we had to hire more people, a lot more people, and we had to really set up infrastructure and our operating, you know, procedures so that we could really, you know, manage this as a business. And so that's been a growth for all of us, being able to set that up. And then, of course, managing the challenges of Hoffman Lane and the parking to make sure that we can meet demand.
Oh, yeah.
That is, again, why we have a reservation system set up at verymulberry.com, because we just have a lot to manage to make sure we can create a great experience for all the Bay Area.
Yeah, I didn't think they knew what they built when they launched it last year. I think the Monster came out pretty quick.
Yes.
And the demand was there. And not only that, like, I don't think people that were U-picking realized how hot it was out there.
Yes.
Because it's a little different than, you know, closer to Brentwood. Even if it, even if it's just like 5 miles out east, it's a little bit warmer. And
yes,
bring water.
Yes, yes, yes. Well, we also are having a Mother's Day event. I'll do a plug for that on Sunday, May 12th. So we're going to hopefully have some nice treats there to cool people off.
Yeah, no, it's great. Now, how did he come to Brentwood? Because obviously this UC Davis, I would think out in Sacramento area, I would think Central Valley. How did he settle on Brentwood?
Yeah, I think, you know, Anil just did his, you know, what he always does. He's a visionary, and so he actually does his homework. He went out and, you know, just researched all the land that was available. Obviously, when you're starting a new farm, you need to have access to water. So he had his list of criteria of the locations, and then also Brentwood being the U-pick capital.
Sure.
Right? It is known for U-pick, and so he really wanted to create an amazing U-pick experience. And no better place than Brentwood.
Yeah, no, it's, does he have any plans to buy additional farms and try other things, or do you just want to keep expanding on this?
Well, the goal, you know, the primary goal is to continue to introduce America to this amazing superfood, the Himalayan purple mulberries. But yes, always looking to where we can grow the business, and that could include, may include looking at farmland outside of Brentwood.
What about the, I know with harvest time, they always have the schools come. Is that something that's going to happen this year? I know it's such a short season, but is there like an education aspect for some of the kids?
We haven't officially launched anything, but we're absolutely open to do that. We do set up private events where we give educational talks. We give tours of the farm. So groups that are interested in that, we certainly welcome them to reach out to me, and we'll see what's possible.
And absolutely. Then what I'm curious about is the technology, because obviously he has a tech background. You have one as well. And just with the resources and the knowledge and obviously Silicon Valley being not that far away, like what's the technology that's coming out this way that just helps you guys even, I know refrigeration's big, but what's some of the technology that's been brought out to the farm?
Yeah, this is a daily endeavor to see what we can do to increase our operating efficiency using tech. And so a couple examples. One, we will use it in our harvest. We've created innovative ways for harvesting using tech. We've created a mobile docking station to be able to store and cool and transport the produce, as well as the operational side. You know, now we're serving Costco. So we really have to have technology behind the scenes to be able to help us, you know, with our labeling, with our shipping, with our deliveries, to maximize. And we even, you know, use tech to track our harvesting speed, right? And our variety of harvesting methods. So we are tracking everything, and that's only being possible by the use of technology.
Now, how fast can you go from the tree to, like, say, a Costco?
Well, we'll be harvesting every single day, and we can deliver to Costco every single day.
Okay, so it is like a daily, you know, maybe a 24-hour turnaround?
Yes. So we will be harvesting every single day. We will deliver right now. You know, we may set up 3 days a week, sure, to certain stores, but we are able, if the demand is there, which we believe it is, to deliver daily.
Yeah, no. And so what's the shelf life on, like, once it's picked to, you better eat it?
I say right away because it's the best.
Oh, 100%.
But shelf life is anywhere, you know, 3 to 7 days. It is a fragile fruit. That's why nobody else has really commercialized mulberries in America. We are the first. Mm-hmm. And obviously we're the largest U-pick, but we're also the first to commercialize it because it's a very delicate fruit and you need to have the systems in place to be able to care for it, store it, and move it effectively.
That was the thing that I noticed is like just – on the tree, right? You have different stages where it's ripe.
That's right.
And some of the riper ones, you touch it, your fingers are purple.
Yes. It doesn't stain, though. It's okay.
No, it doesn't. But my point was, it's like there's that short window. So yes. Like if you're going to transport this thing to like say the East Coast, yeah. I mean, you almost got to be on an airplane.
Yeah, right. There's other fruits, right, that we know, you know, here in Brentwood that yeah. they can take their cherries and put them on a, you know, slow boat to China and it can get there and still be fresh. The mulberries, that's not possible. That's why it's a very special fruit, very specialty item. And so we've done a lot of work, R&D, to make sure we care for it in the best manner possible. And cooling and transporting it is a part of that process.
Yeah, that's, ooh, man. I feel bad for the East Coast because they're not going to get some good stuff.
We'll see.
They got to come here. They got to yeah. They got to stir our economy. They got to get right. The hotels and spend the gas money.
That's right.
Rent here.
We welcome them. That's right.
Let's go talk about the nutrition because I know that will kind of blow people away because, you know, and this is kind of just my first thought when I walked into the farm last year and they have that big chart of the mulberry, the strawberry, the blackberry, yes. The raspberry, and the blueberry.
Yes.
And you look at the calories, you look at the protein, the iron, the calcium, the vitamin C. It blew my mind.
Yes.
That this is basically a superfood.
It's a superfood.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like it blows everything out.
That's right. Because sometimes foods will just focus on one area, right, that they serve and they're really high in protein or they're really high in vitamin C or whatever category it might be. But this is truly a superfood at the best because it encompasses all the nutritional values. And there's a lot of mulberry research out there that shows that it can even regulate, you know, and control a lower A1C. So it can help lower cholesterol. I mean, it truly has a lot of medicinal benefits. And so we're excited because as the season goes, we'll be doing some of our own studies to be able to really show the nutritional value at the heart of what it can do yeah. to help your longevity in life.
Because I'm a blueberry guy. I love blueberries. I hate that they're damn near $8 a basket now. It's like robbery, but I'm a blueberry guy and I'll just compare them right now. The calories of a mulberry is 60 versus 80 for a blueberry. However, the protein is 2 grams to 1.1 grams, which is, like, insane. You have the iron at 2.6 grams versus 0.41. The calcium is 55 mg to 9. And then the vitamin C is 51 mg to 14.
That's right.
That's insane.
Are you already feeling healthy just by saying the word mulberry?
Well, I need to just like go eat a dozen of them right now.
That's right.
And then if you compare the strawberry, the blackberry, the red, I mean, you could do that all day and you're just going to be blown away. And that chart really like got me thinking, okay, I need to eat these every spring.
That's right. And we're going to be, you know, people buy them and then they freeze them so you can have them year round. People buy them, turn them into puree so they can put it in the freezer and have it year round. So even though our season is short, you can still enjoy mulberries year round.
So you have to do a puree or can you leave them like full?
You can leave them full. We'll do Instagram at Very Mulberry, our Instagram. We will be doing little videos to show you how to freeze them, but absolutely. Even a year later, they're amazing coming out of the freezer.
So I almost think, okay, that makes sense. Like you need to just buy your annual stock now so you get the protein, you know, all the good healthy stuff throughout the year.
That's exactly right. And the jam. The jam is amazing too. You're getting protein, put it on bread that has protein, like it's an amazing breakfast. So
now when they make the jam, like what is that? Are you adding sugar to that or is it got plenty of stuff in it already?
That's right.
Like what are you adding in the jam that's
yeah, it's pretty natural. There is a little bit of sugar added. But it is sweet on its own. So
I'm saying, I'm like, use a fork, break it down.
That's right.
Spread it out and you're done.
That's right.
That's jam.
Yes. I mean, even the jam, right? You're getting a lot of protein, a lot of vitamin C, antioxidants, all in just one serving of jam.
The other thing with the mulberries, you know, you could put it on desserts too.
Yes.
Like ice cream, obviously vanilla ice cream and that would be good.
That's right. I hope you invite me back because we have some other breaking news on a big partnership we're working on in that category.
I mean, you can spill it now. I mean, I guess you got to sign the contract.
Yeah, we're close. It's going to be big.
I like it. Now I'm curious. I'm not even going to ruin it for you guys, but, you know.
You have to invite us back.
See where my mind's going with this? I keep spoiling stuff I'm not supposed to, but I'm just guessing. Give me some more. Like, what else are you guys doing out there?
Oh, we're doing a lot. And I think the biggest thing we want to do is make sure that everybody has an opportunity to try the mulberries. So we're going to be doing sampling in Costco the week of May 20th. So be sure to go to our website.
Is that any other Costcos, or are you just specific?
We're going to be rotating. We're partnering. We're starting with 19.
Okay.
Just because we think the demand is going to be so much. But the week of May 20th, that's Memorial Week, we're going to be doing sampling. And so you can follow us at Very Mulberry on Instagram. Go to our website, verymulberry.com, and we'll be listing where you will find us. But we'll be giving out samples in Costco that week, along with recipes. So recipes for food as well as drinks.
Got it. Now, I know it's a very short harvest season. What's going on the farm the rest of the year? Because to me, it seems like a lot of maintenance on the trees. Like, explain that whole thing.
That's right. There is a lot of maintenance. It is amazing, right? You have I have a lot more appreciation when I go to the store and buy, you know, a clamshell of fruit on what it takes to get it there and to get it there in good condition. So we do have a team that works around, you know, year round at the farm. They work on, obviously we grow organically, but you still have different procedures and sprays to make sure that we are, you know, we aren't impacted by any fruit flies that are coming through or anything like that. So there's a lot of
maintenance. Do you guys get impacted by that?
We did not. Okay. No, we did not. We're outside of that. But we did precautionary measures just to protect ourselves and to protect the produce. But we are safe. No, everything's good. But yeah, there's just a lot of year-round maintenance that's required. You know, there's still mowing, right, for the weeds. We have different methods that we're doing to control that. You know, they do pruning of the trees to make sure that they grow in the right, you know, fashion. So there's just a lot of work that needs to be done year round to protect and grow and make sure that this is a really sustainable farm.
That's so crazy to me. That's like a month harvest. And then, gotta get ready for the next year. That's crazy.
Mulberry madness, absolutely.
And so now what are they going to do? Is there any plans to like improve the road access? Because I know it's a tight... It's a tight road that you think you're going into a housing development, and then at the end of the road, it's like, oh, here's a farm.
Oh, Mike, thank you so much for asking. I don't know who's out there listening, but we could use some help on that one.
County. Hello, County Public Works.
Well, what we found was we originally went to Brentwood, and then we thought it was county. They're saying Caltrans owns that street. We're hoping we could get a stoplight there at Hoffman and Marsh Creek so that we can make sure everybody's safe and that we can manage that flow. But that's Caltrans that owns that, and so we're working with them to see what's possible. We would like to see a stoplight put in at Hoffman and Marsh Creek. And then we'd also like the road to be widened. I did hear that they're working on repairing the bridge. So we're hoping that some repairs will happen this season. And then we're working to continue to get more for the next season.
I had no idea that is Caltrans, really?
Can you help us?
Because I'm looking at it right now. You're telling me that one road right there?
Yes. That's what we're told.
That doesn't even make sense.
So any help we can get on this would be amazing because we just want everybody to be safe and we want to create an amazing U-Pick destination experience.
Huh. Well, you learn something new every day.
Yeah. So thank you.
I know they did work on the bridge. Is that done?
I haven't looked at it recently, but I heard that it's in the works to be fixed.
Because they had a weight limit.
That's right.
At some point,
I believe. So my understanding is that is absolutely on the short-term list to get fixed, and so we're hoping it's fixed.
Now, does that impact you guys with trucks and the mulberries, or are you guys underweight?
No, it's fine for us, but we just want to make sure, again,
the traffic
flow for U-Pick is a good experience.
It makes sense that there'd be a stoplight there because that's, I believe, a three-way stop it would be.
No, it's just Marsh Creek and Hoffman.
Yeah, so it'd be
a
three-way stop.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, that would make sense, or even a roundabout, but Yes. That might not work either.
Yes.
I know.
Any help would be so welcome. Thank you.
Well, they're listening now. God, that the Caltrans thing really throwing me off. Because it
threw us off too.
Because it seems to me like it'd just be county public works.
Yes.
Or
yes.
All right, you can't make that stuff up. let's go back to positivity here.
Yes. All good.
Harvest time in Brentwood. Now, explain to me how you guys are working with them on some of the other, like, are you guys helping bring technology to some other farms? How's that partnership working?
Well, right now it's mostly on the marketing side that we are working with them on, and that's going to continue to grow. But we partner with them to collaborate on, you know, marketing videos. We continue to do all the events and promotions. I know they're opening potentially an education center. We definitely
want, awesome.
We want to be a part of that. Whatever that looks like is still to be determined, but whether it's bringing in some of our agronomists or some of our experts to do, you know, soil conservation educational seminars, we definitely want to be a part of that.
Yeah. So before we wrap this up, I do want to give a shout out to the website, which I know you stated like 30 times already, verymulberry.com. But the one thing that I think is really cool that you guys are offering is recipes. Is you guys have a recipes tab with, you know, drinks, muffins, ice cream. Like, is that just like an added benefit, or who came up with that idea?
Yes, I mean, well, it's just people, because the fruit is so new, people know they can, you know, if they sample it, they eat it fresh, it's amazing. But we need to help guide them because it's a new fruit. They're like, what can I do with this? And what recipe creations can I come up with? So part of it has just been, you know, on our side saying we want to share this. But also we have, you know, bakeries coming to us and saying, I created mulberry donuts. You know, so any, you know, local businesses that have mulberry creations as well, we welcome their recipes to be added to our website.
I mean,
as
I'm
well.
Looking at this going, bundt cake, scones, pies, mojitos.
That's
I mean,
right.
It's like you guys got everything in here.
Yes, and so at Costco, we'll be handing out recipe cards, or maybe even at the U-Pick, we'll have the recipe cards available as well for free, just sharing our ideas on what amazing creations you can make with this amazing fruit.
You guys should do a food contest.
We, oh, Mike, we are thinking alike. Yes, we would love to have some chefs out there and create, you know, kind of have a what's in the surprise box. It's a mulberry. What do you do with it? And have some creation going. So we were in talks to see what we can do this season to make that possible.
I'm going to challenge some of my baking friends, because you guys don't have cookies on here.
Oh, awesome.
I'm going to say, I want a mulberry cookie of some sort. I don't know what it's going to taste like, but I want to challenge them to make it.
That's amazing. That's amazing. I hope there's hundreds of people in the area accepting that challenge and ready to send us mulberry cookie recipes.
Yes. So let's just wrap this up, because, you know, I want people to go to the farm. I want them to go visit you guys. Now, again, for everybody out there, if you're going to go out to Hoffman Lane, drive safe, number one. But if you don't make it out there, where else can they see you guys again?
Yes. First and foremost.
Shameless plug.
Yes. Thank you very much. You know, we're a startup. We want to get the word out where they can get this amazing superfood, mulberries. They can come out to the Brentwood U-Pick on Hoffman Lane, May and June. We're open every Wednesday through Sunday. And they can also find us at 11 farmers markets around the Bay Area. And they can go to our website. Yes, I'm sure you don't know what that is by now. Verymulberry.com. And click on farmers markets to see the locations. Shout out for Palo Alto, as well as Milpitas. We have some Chinese-speaking staff members that are going to be working at the Milpitas one as well. And then also we have, of course, the Ferry Plaza in San Francisco is always a big, big market. We'll do amazing, amazing volume there because there's so much demand. And then also Marin. So we have quite a nice variety of locations around the Bay Area for farmers markets, as well as you can find us in big retail stores this season, Costco, Sprouts. There's a Sprouts right here in Brentwood. There's over 40 Sprouts around the Bay Area where you can find our amazing fruit, as well as Raley's. Lots of Raley's, which also Nob Hill falls under the Raley's brand. So go to our website, click on shop, and you can find all the retail locations where you can find Very Mulberry this season.
You guys are going to make a lot of bellies very happy this year.
That's right.
I mean, is there enough mulberries to go around? It seems like you guys are going to be everywhere.
We are going to do our best. That's the thing. The one challenge we learned going from tech. In tech, we were always like, okay, well, if we have a problem, we'll just build something to fix the problem. We're finding that, you know, in the world of farming, yes, we are not able to actually manage the weather.
Yeah.
And the yield. So we're hoping the heat comes in this week and we'll have an amazing harvest and we will be able to satisfy all the demand that's out there.
Well, Julie, I thank you for coming in. I'm very pumped for this May 1st opening. Hopefully.
Yes. You know,
fingers crossed.
Yes, thank you.
And I'm going to be out there at some point this first week.
Okay.
Because it's just phenomenal farm, number one. But I tell you, everybody, go get it off the tree. Because it is like the best thing you'll ever eat.
That's right.
And again, don't eat too many because I learned that the hard way with stomach ache.
Oh, my.
Because they're so sweet.
And oh, my.
It's not a bad thing. I just ate too many of them.
They're amazing.
But go to the farm because it is like a fun experience. Bring the kids. Obviously, bring water and a hat.
That's right.
And I tell you, you're going to have a time of your life. And then if you go a little bit later after you do the mulberries, go get some cherries.
That's right. We're doing a collaboration with Papa's Cherry right next door. So you will be able to, you know, benefit from both on Hoffman Lane right there. As well as, again, the plug for Sunday, May 12th, if you're looking for something fun to do with your family on Mother's Day. We're going to have some really amazing fun treats out there on Mother's Day.
Yeah, I think that's going to be really good. And don't forget, everybody, if you are going to go Saturday or Sunday, make sure you do the online registration because they're just going to be too busy.
That's right. We want to make sure.
Which isn't a bad thing, but
it guarantees you parking and the entrance fee because it's just going to be too much demand. We want to make sure everybody has a great U-Pick experience. So if you go to verymulberry.com, click on the U-Pick, then you can see the reservation link that will be available later this week.
You're a great chief revenue officer because you've just got that website down.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
No, it's a great thing. I love it because I'm all about the shameless plugs. So I'm like, just keep doing it. Like, people will remember it. And I guarantee you, everybody, when you see these mulberries, you will not forget them because they're the weirdest, most delicious thing ever.
That's right. Are you saying that I'm plugging verymulberry.com too much?
No, I love it. That's not enough.
Or Instagram at verymulberry. You can see some great recipe creations there as well.
Yes, and Harvest Time in Brentwood.
That's right.
I'm all about them, too.
That's right. So. They're amazing partners.
But that's the point of the podcast. I want businesses to promote themselves. And when I, you know, it's funny because I'm going to go off topic here, but when I have some of these businesses and they don't promote their website or social media enough, and it's like, no, you use it. Like, tell people where to go. Like, hey, I did this post on my Instagram page and go check it out. Or here's my website or Facebook, whatever it is, right?
That's right.
Promote it. Like, that's what you're here for.
Well, we're a startup, and so we really, really appreciate your partnership with us to help get the word out.
By the way, let's go back to tech. So we're going to go on to you now. So, your history with startups and companies, like, what's the best thing about a startup?
Well, I think it has to be the right fit for an individual's personality. And for me, the right fit is that not only do they have the entrepreneurial spirit, the drive, right? You have to have really high energy, but also you have to be a creative problem solver. Some people, you know, thrive on a challenge with, you know, a problem comes up and other people don't. So for me, the startup world, it's the best because there's a lot of problems to be solved and you just have to have the right mindset to be creative and say anything is possible.
Yeah, and in your, because I'm a little different, I'm like so black and white, like it's either this or it's that. Like, we're not going to get into the outside. It's this or that. Now, what are some of the best things that you've problem solved in your life?
Just in general,
just,
you mean?
In a company, just like be vague about it, not the company, but like what are some of the biggest challenges that you've solved?
Oh, there's a long list. I don't know that we have time for that, but I mean, there's just, you know, there's been a lot of tech challenges. There's been, you know, and you just have to figure out how to make it work. You wake up in the middle of the night and you find out, you know, for example, I'm not going to mention the company name, but all of a sudden there was a glitch and we were refunding people money all night long.
I didn't get that benefit.
And we were supposed to be collecting money, you know, so you just have to be, you know, on it real time and not be flustered by that, but say, let's have a creative problem-solving solution. I grew up in a household where my mom was an education, early education teacher, and she taught us that, you know, nothing in life is for free. You have to work for it. So she had us play games before we would, you know, get to even open our Christmas presents.
Really?
Yes. She would put a code on them, you know, and you had to break the code before you could open the Christmas present. And so we'd bring all our friends over for a week before Christmas. If we broke the code the week before Christmas, or before Christmas, we got to open one present early. So we were motivated. So this is the household I grew up in, and it's just been a part of my DNA. So,
did you ever not break the code?
Oh, we never. No, we always broke it early.
Okay.
But, you know, that's about creative problem-solving mindset. And so that's just what I learned, you know,
I don't think they teach enough of that anymore. And that's... that's where I'm always like, because I'm always like reverse engineer a problem, right? Work backwards, you're going to get to the solution.
That's right.
Whereas some people just want to go forward and trial and error. Well, no, that doesn't really work that way.
Yes. Yes. I mean, so there's just lots of examples, and you just have to have that mindset, you know, that you're willing to get creative and solve a problem, and anything is possible.
Yeah. No, I know we went off script there, but Julie, I was just generally curious about the problem solving, because you guys in tech are just a completely different animal. And I'm always fascinated with how smart everybody is. Not that I'm like naive to that, but it's just like, you guys are on a whole nother playing field.
It's just a mindset. Yeah. Everybody has that potential.
Sure.
It's just a mindset.
But you guys have developed it over your career, and it's just a different mindset that you guys grow into. And it's just like, whoa, these people are really brilliant.
Oh, you're so kind. Well, we're bringing that mindset to verymulberry.com.
Yes, I love that. So with that, we're going to end it. Julie, thank you so much. Again, Very Mulberry Farm. Very Mulberry. What is it again? Yep. What is it?
Verymulberry.com or on Instagram at verymulberry. Can't wait to see you at the farm, Mike.
All right. For everybody else, do me a favor. Hit like, subscribe, and share. And visit me at ContraCosta.news. We'll see you next time. Take care.
You're awesome.